Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Burt Show.
Here's Ludacris right now. What's going on, Ludacris?
Burt, what up, man? You put that medley together yourself, man?
Yeah, sure he did.
Man, I don't even know how to use the equipment in here anymore.
I like that, though. I like that. You're right about that. What's going on? Good morning.
Hey, how are
you?
Morning.
You know what? Ludacris might be the perfect person to help us out to begin our Who Do You Know debate.
Okay.
Ludacris, we have been doing a contest here on the Burt Show for the last 3 weeks. It's called Who Do You Know? Who Do You Know, right?
Right.
And we have been asking our listeners to use their connections and have famous people give us a call over the last 3 weeks. And the listener that gets the biggest celebrity on with us over those 3 weeks gets $10,000, and $5,000 goes to the celebrity charity.
Right. Who's to say who's the biggest celebrity?
Well, I'm just going to run names by you, and then let's pretend you're on the judging panel. You tell us who the biggest is, okay?
Unless you got Bill Clinton on that thing, then I don't know. Okay. I'll be real with you.
All right, well, let's run some names by you.
He's the biggest.
Sean Connery is on there. He called in. Morgan Freeman. Samuel L. Jackson.
This is hilarious so far. Keep going.
All right, they're all pretty good so far.
Danny Glover. President Jimmy Carter.
Ben Affleck. Jennifer Garner. Justin Timberlake. Jessica Biel.
Muhammad Ali.
What?
Let's see. Who else?
Muhammad Ali gets the crown. It depends on what age group that you're talking about as the biggest celebrity for, to be honest. It's between Justin Timberlake and Muhammad Ali, in my opinion. I mean, Sean Connery and Morgan Freeman and Danny Glover, they all been putting in work for a long time. So I'm going to be honest with you, man. That's a hard one. Y'all might have to, y'all might all have to vote on that one. Because I'm sitting here trying to think who been putting in work for over decades. So you got to think about that.
That's the problem with this debate. It's true. We're going to come to blows on it because we're all really passionate about who we think should win, and it's all based on who we come up with, not unanimously, but majority decision. And it's going to be the question you just brought up is probably going to be at the gist of our arguments right there.
In my opinion, man, and I'm still from the new school. I'm not necessarily from the old school, but nobody is beating Muhammad Ali if he called in. I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody said. So that's my vote right there. If somebody had Muhammad Ali call up, it's a wrap.
Where are you on?
He's the greatest. He's the greatest, man. Come on, man.
I know.
His name says it all.
That's what I'm trying to tell him also.
Bert, now you're slanting it.
Hold on. Okay, you can't. Right. We're not.
Sorry.
We haven't started yet.
Sorry.
I think Bert, you're reaching the point where we have to eliminate Bert from discussion, I think. Because
right.
It's like when there's a trial, you know, and the jury can be swayed because there's so much coverage and bias,
right.
And you have to move it. So we may have to call
a
radio station
in
like, you know, South Georgia or something and have them evaluate for us.
I think this is going to be a hung jury for a while.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, but you know, you're talking about celebrities that go further than, you know, the United States of America. Of course, Muhammad Ali is worldwide. We all know that. And Justin Timberlake is up there. And then, you know, the people that have the foreign value, like you said, Sean Connery, of course. So, like I said, it is a hard one, but, man, I think Muhammad Ali is world renowned. I think if you go to any place in the world, you say, do you know who Muhammad Ali is? Somebody's going to say, hell yeah.
It's going to be tough debate, man. So what do you got your hands in now? Now you're doing restaurants. Like, movies weren't good enough for you, and music wasn't. Grammys weren't good enough for you, so now it's restaurants.
Man, look, I surprised myself, but to be honest with you, I partnered up with somebody that's been in the restaurant business for over 20 years, man, so I want people to make it understood. It's not like it's just me putting my name behind some food. This is food comes first, you know what I mean? It's first and foremost, and of course, it's the location, the ambiance, the service, and all of this stuff, so I took it extremely serious. So Straits Atlanta is now open. I know a lot of people have been hearing about it. This is Singaporean/Thai cuisine for all those energetic and spontaneous people. You know, Atlanta the fastest growing city in the country right about now. So I felt, you know, my passion for the city, I felt like it was very well needed to inject this into Midtown, into downtown to be exact. Off Juniper and 5th Street is called Straits, named after the waterway that led from Malaysia down to China. So I need a lot of people to come out to taste this food, man, because it's extremely serious. I want people to have the best dining experience and they've ever had in all their lifetime. It's that serious. So there you have it.
What is what exactly is Singapore cuisine?
Singapore cuisine, it's a mixture of a lot of different things. Of course, you have, you know, it's just a lot of Asian flavor. So everybody that that comes out, I mean, my favorite thing on the whole menu is the chicken lollipop. But to rightfully answer your question, of course, like you have Indonesian, Thai food, Chinese, Malay, Indian, Nanya cuisines all kind of mixed together. So that's basically what it is. And it's a whole bunch of Southern ingredients, because that's one thing that the South and Asian, you know, foods have in common is those spices and those flavors. And I think that's definitely what sets my restaurant apart from everybody else's. It's the sauces and the spices. So you got to make sure, like I said, you come out and check it out for yourself so you know I'm not woofing y'all any bull over the phone. My partner and I, we both have a great deal of passion for different charities, and we came together. And we've done a whole bunch of fundraisers so far that are kind of like soft openings at the restaurant. So, of course, you know, it's going towards a good cause, and we plan on having fundraisers at least once every 2 or 3 months. The restaurant is open 7 days a week from 5 p.m. till midnight, Monday through Wednesday, and Thursday through Saturday, it's 5 till 1 a.m.
Now, and the rumor is that a whole bunch of big-time celebrities are going to show up to the restaurant also. Is that true?
I mean, well, you know, man, I'm pretty much a hell of a guy for the most part, so you never know who's going to show up to support. You know, I pretty much wake up in the morning and pitch excellence, Bert. You know what I mean?
I know you do. I know you do.
Pretty much what it comes down to. You never know who's going to show up.
I know. If they gave you a drug test, the results would be excellent.
That's great.
Is Mark Wahlberg going to come?
There's a couple of people saying they're going to come through, and it's all out of the love. And like, you know, like I said, I've traveled a lot of places and been to many restaurants, and I'm just trying to bring my experience of what I feel is one of the best back home to Atlanta, Georgia, for everybody. So make sure you come through. It's off Juniper and 5th, like I said. And Bertman, I definitely appreciate you and Q100 for getting behind me on this, supporting what we do. And I know we're going to have some winners come out, and, you know, I'm going to sit down and dine with them and figure out what the whole experience is about and make sure I get some good feedback, so it's important to me, man. Eat some chicken lollipops, man, some sea bass, and all that good stuff.
And there's a drink on the menu also called the Piss Excellence, which is supposed to be really, really good.
There's absolutely not a drink called Piss Excellence, but I can tell you this. We definitely have a good amount of specialty drinks that you can't find anywhere else. So, you know, you got to make sure you come through. Like I said, man, like Bert, man, I need you to come through, too. So you can talk about the experience on the air.
Yeah, I'm already in.
All right, perfect. That's what's up.
So, Ludacris, I want to know, how are you opening a restaurant and juggling recording a new album and in a movie right now? Like, how are you doing it all?
Man, actually, I absolutely wake up every morning and pretty much don't understand how the hell I'm doing it myself. So that's a very good question. But, you know, you take it 1 hour at a time, not even 1 day at a time. You take it 1 hour at a time. But, yes, the new album is coming in September. It's called Theater of the Mind. First single is coming soon. I just finished the movie Max Payne. I'm actually in Toronto, Canada right now. So that's coming out in 2009. Rock and Roller, I know we talked about that earlier. That's the Guy Ritchie movie. That comes out October 31st of this year. And then the restaurant. And then to top it all off, I don't know if y'all heard about it, but I'm doing my part in trying to save the planet, man. Me and Tommy Lee, the Discovery Channel, is launching a new channel called Planet Green.
Cool.
So they got us in a competition against one another. It's basically like rock and roll versus rap. So, you know, it's reality-based. It's a lot going on, but just a lot more details to come. The whole channel launches June 4th on Wednesday, but the actual show doesn't air until August. So juggling all of these things at once, man, you know, you only live once, so there's no sleep to this life. You got to do what you got to do.
Who can party harder, you or Tommy Lee?
Hey, I'm going to be real with you. Tommy Lee can party harder than Ludacris. I've been hanging with homeboy for the past 3 weeks, and hands down, he pretty much got me on that tip. He parties hella hard. Hella hard.
I don't know. Maybe you mentioned this. I didn't hear it, but did you talk about WeMix.com?
Man, WeMix Chase.com is another. Damn. See, thank you, bro. You're making me forget some of the business. some of the business things I got going on. WeMix.com is out of control right now. Of course, it's like a democracy for music. Trying to put the music back in people's hands for everybody that thinks they have talent or, you knows they have talent in the music game, no matter what genre, rock and roll, jazz, blues, hip-hop, R&B. Click on WeMix.com, WEMIX.com, and make sure you get the whole experience if you just want to get your music heard and get some feedback from some people. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Dude's just got his hands in everything right now. You really do, man. You are rolling right now.
It's crazy. And you just wrapped with working with Mark Wahlberg, you said. Is he going to come to the restaurant opening?
Mark Wahlberg is shooting movie after movie. Unfortunately, he can't make it down there, but I told him about it. So whenever he comes to Atlanta, we'll have to make sure he comes through.
I just thought I would ask.
All right, Luda, well, we'll see you.
No doubt, man. It's a new experience. Like I said, Juniper and Fifth is open for business. Make sure y'all come out and support. Thank y'all.
Thanks. Congratulations, Luda.
Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Peace.
Bye. The Burt Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.